topic
of the Salem Tuesday night
I would like to discuss is about shaitels. Now shaitels, so I told Simcha that I want to talk about shaitels. So Simcha said, no, don't talk about shaitels. You serious? You want to talk about shaitels? So I'm like, I'll explain to me this. I'm a barber of the Chad Yoyim. I went into the sugya max for literally a total of 3 days. I spent on this. It's a massive sugya. It's not for nothing like no one like my caliber to start telling what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do. Yeah, wearing shaitlech, not wearing shaitlech. That's not what I'm trying to do over here. I just want to discuss the noisa. Just discuss the noisa that's dodim about shaitlech. We all know the art's dodim lesoy and the avadah is dodim lahate. Just to discuss the noisa, what's going on over here. That's number one. And number two, it could even be there's no achra ladina properly, because like we see, no pashte. There's different menogim. The others which hold you're allowed to wear shaitlech without any problem, and the others hold you're not allowed to wear shaitlech, and it's isagomo. So it's not over here shaila. How do we pass? The shaila is what do we normally do? I don't know if it's dafka something which is a psak. Maybe something wants to be machme. It can be machme like everywhere. But be'etzem, it's not a noise over here. I'm not here trying to make a maroch over here. One sad yes lahakar lahachme to try and convince any tzaddik. I just want to be mavara the noise. What is this all about? What is going on over here? So now, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Daf Samech Dalet. The Mishnah says, there's a list of things that you're allowed to, Tumah Hitzos Shabbos, you're allowed to carry in Shusar Rabbi, proper Shusar Rabbi. Yeah? So the Mishnah talks about a list of things over there, which you're not allowed to carry in Shusar Rabbi. Then the next Mishnah, Daf Samech Dalet, that's a Mishnah, I think, on Zayin. Then the next Mishnah, Daf Samech Dalet, talks about things which you are allowed to carry. Which she's allowed to carry. And two of those things is a kavul and a peir nachris. A kavul and a peir nachris. And a peir nachris is what Chazal is referring to in Shaitel. L'chayr. So the Mishnah there says that she's allowed to go out with a peir nachris. A woman is allowed to go out with a kavul and a peir nachris. So these are two types of head coverings. I'm not going to go into what kavul exactly is, because even a peir nachris is not clear what it is. But it's some sort of head covering made of hair. Okay, we'll see soon. We'll a tiny bit of what exactly it is. So the Mishnah there says that these two things, the kavul pein orchis, she's allowed to go out only in a chotzer, not on the shusram, not on the streets, only in a chotzer, right? In a chotzer, because be'etzem the other things be'etzem should be even in a chotzer, because we're worried normally she might take them off even when she goes out to shusrabim. Kaponim, these two things, the pein orchis, she's allowed to wear in a chotzer. That's what the Mishnah says. And the Gemara explains that why dafka these two things. There's machlokes, the two Rav holds that the Mishnah is referring to only these two things, which are Isha wears, which is an extension to herself, besides for jewelry, besides for all different other interesting things we used to wear those days as well. Dafka these two things, why? And the Gemara says, Kadesh Shaloi la Navla al Bala, in order that she shouldn't look not appealing to her husband. In other words, Chazal gave a special heter. That she's allowed to wear a pair of nochris, let's say it's a shaitel, in a chotzer, because that's where she sits and that's where she lives, and her husband's also around there. Kedesh le'navla al ba'lo, we allow her to wear this pair of nochris. And that's the Mishnah, and that's the Gemara. Comes along the Shilta Geboirim, on the Gemara over there, and he says, I've got here a mefurish araya that there's no issa whatsoever to wear a pair of nachris. There's no issa at all. He's marich over there. I'm not going to go through all the rishonos, which is everything backwards and forwards. He's marich to say that there's no issa whatsoever. He says, we're talking about a married woman. That's clear. We're not talking about a basula. Why? Because the Gemara says the whole heta we gave her was kedesh le'navla al ba'ala. So obviously we're talking about, even if she's married, there's no issa to wear a pair of nachris. And he brings the bemesis, machlokes, Rashi and Rambam. What is a peir nachris? Rashi learns, very interesting, a peir nachris is that a normal person, slowly their hair becomes thinner, hair falls out, hair becomes thinner. So for a woman, it's a big difference for her. So she wants still to look young. So Rashi says what they used to do was, they used to tie onto their hair. Well, extend onto their hair, with their hair which they still have, tie more hair on. And then the hair on the head looks thicker. So maybe she looks a bit younger. I think that's what she looks. So maybe that's how Rashi learns. So according to Rashi, we have to understand, because you're not covering her hair, Okay, so the Pesukim say that if you want to hold that Peir Nachri is a mutter, that's what's moving here, what are you going to do with Rashi? And if you hold it means Peir Nachri, which we're going to see soon, literally a Peir Nachri, and there's no problem, you don't have to cover it, you don't have to cover it. That is itself a covering. How you going to learn Rashi? So they say that Rashi means that her own hair she's covering, and it's just the extended hair she's leaving out. Okay, yes, Shlo, I don't know what exactly means. But the Rambam says, you know what Peir Nachri is? It's like today's shaitel. They take a cloth, a bud, and they sew onto or tie not onto this cloth hair a whole of the hair, and then the bazaar, she's covered herself with the before even the hair is stuck on it, she's covered herself, so it's a proper covering
because of the cloth
exactly. Because of the net, yeah? And then the hair covers it, if the net is not a proper covering, but then the hair, zikha gurimesh, her own hair, is zikha totally covered. So Mela, according to the Rambam, it's mamish the same as our types of shaitlich today, and therefore the Dogal Mavavai ends off saying that it's not a problem whatsoever. He says, Inkam Mishum Sa Roisha Erva, there's no Vilimishum Prius Roish, it's not called open hair. Revealed hair, and it's absolutely fine. As I state in Dogal Mevavo. Now, I think this is the Makur to in Chazal. This is the Makur in Chazal where we see there's no problem of a Shaitel. Let's just take it for granted now. The Shaitel, when we say the word Shaitel, today's and times of Chazal is the same thing. It's probably not, but let's just say it is, right? So this is the Makur to allow Shaitel. Now it comes along the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva is one of the, I didn't go into the history exactly, because the Be'er Sheva, he's the main one who argues against him, against the dogma of Vav, and he's got a whole lot of tainus. Mainly his tainus are as follows. Number one, that if you learn the sugya properly, it doesn't mean that she can go out with a shaitel bareheaded like that. It means on top of the shaitel, she wears a thin cloth. A cloth which is not a proper covering. It's a thin, it's see-through, and maybe doesn't cover totally from head, from all angles. Doesn't totally cover. Her eye is Okter Rashi. Rashi the whole there, it's her own hair that she extends on. How can you dare say that? Pshat is she can keep her open like that. Avada means it's a head covering on top of the shaitel. So there's claw, the Gemara there means that she's wearing something on top.
On top of the shaitel or top of her hair?
Top of the shaitel. Now, why does she wear a shaitel to start with? So the Dogal Mavava says, why she wear a shaitel? I'll tell you why she wears a shaitel. Because she wants to look good. That's why she wears a shaitel. Says the Be'er Sheva, no. It's just not because Dafka, because of that. Even if she has a head covering on top, the fact that she's got thick hair underneath, below, that also makes her look good. Maybe because sometimes it'll stick out, or maybe her husband will be able to tell that she's still got a good amount of hair. It's not a raya that Pshatizeh has to be that it can be even open. It can have a shaitel with nothing on top. Zokte, the sugya means that you have to have something on top. That's number one. Number two, he says, The Mishnah that allows her to wear a shaitel is only bechotza. It's only bechotza. Masad Hilchas Shabbos Gemara is talking about over there. The Mishnah only a garden, right? Over here, opposite where you live, Moshe, the whole garden up until the gates, till the road, yeah? That's called a chotza. So the Gemara only is referring to, the Mishnah is only allowing a chotza, not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where Rabbim Boykin Boy, where there's many people, only if it's a bit more private. That's point number one. As we've been clear in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is not talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's point number two. Point number three is, he says, very interesting, the Gemara says in the Dorim, the Mishnah says, if somebody says, I want to make a neid, I don't have any anor from Shchurei Rosh, or Shchurei Rosh, from all people, black-headed, from people who are black-headed, says the Mishnah, that you're also to have anor from men, but not from women. Why? Because women are not black-headed. They don't have, because they have to cover their hair. So they state the Mishnah. So says the Be'er Sheva, what does it mean? Because they cover their hair. And the men tend to have hair open black, so that's why they're called blackheaded. That's just the label that they get. But women, because women are not allowed to have their hair revealed, they have to always cover their hair. So maybe they don't get you're not referring to them when you say that you don't want to have a no from people who have the heads look black. Says the Be'er Sheva, I don't understand. According to the Dogma, they're allowed to wear a shaitel, so they're just as much as a blackheaded as men are. So why does the Mishnah say that it's not referring to women? Why not? Women can also have black hair. And then point number four is, he says as follows, and this is some crucial. Listen to what he says. It's not yitochen that the Noshim allowed themselves to wear shaitel mishum maris ayin, because maris ayin. Meaning, Avada may be talking, it's a kistui. Because b'metzias there might be, b'metzias it's covered. B'metzias her own hair, which is called sabish ever, and we say sabish ever, his own hair, it's covered. But it's my sign. It's not mistaba. This is now something which he's not got a rai, not makrib. It's not mistaba that noshim tzidkonius and snuis, all the doyos, they allow themselves to wear such things which mamish looks like as if it's their own hair. These are the four main tainas. He's got a few more tainas. These are four main tainas. So Be'etz, if you've got double gomor, that's mate, and then you've got the Be'er Sheva, he brings from somebody called Yerushua Katzinenen Boigen, that Lahachme. 1 minute. Now, the Ramah, very interesting, the Ramah in Hilchas Krishma, the Ramah in Hilchas Krishma says there that the halach is you're not to say Krishma in front of Erva. You're not to say any Dvarim Shavakdusha in front of Erva. If there's a person in front of you and he's revealed the parts of the bodies which is normally not, there's different halachas, men, women, it is to say Dvarim Shavakdusha. So it says the Ramah there, in Seminar in Hay, Siv Beis, he says that. The Mechaber first says, "Sabe Yishev, Shasher Yishev, Shadak Lechasoyis, also Likruis Kenegdoi, Afidi Yeshtoi, because Erva, Aber Besulot, Shadak Nelech Pruzer, Shmuta. But girls not married, it's okay. Zog the Rama. Where did Asaris Shaloshim Shurigin losses Mechutz Lesmason? If it sticks out a bit, it's a complete different sugya. Then, Vekolshkin Sa Nochris. Of course, you're allowed to say Kriyashma in front of a Sa Nochris, in front of Peir Nochris. Mr. Brewer says it means Peir Nochris. Afilu Darka Lechasois, Hagos Afasi Achadoshim. There's no Issa to say Krishna in front of Peir Nochris. Afilu Darka Lechasois. I don't know what those words mean. To be honest, I don't know what those words mean. Afilu Darka Lechasois. Yeah, I don't know what those means. But yeah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says here, after my iron afterwards, that there's no Issa. Either be afilu darka lechasos with a peir nachris, or maybe afilu darka lechasos without a peir nachris, and pung now she's got a peir nachris. It's also be said that even though normally she doesn't have a peir nachris, I don't know what those words mean. But upon him, the Ramos make it to say Krishna, and the Mishnah Berurah brings over here. Betzim, the Ramon Avram brings, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this all down. Ramon Avram brings where's this dark and where's this Ramah come from? It comes from this Dogon Mavova that we quoted. That there's no problem with a Sabish Erev. There's no problem of Prutza. There's no problem of Peir Nachris. Yeah, it comes from there. And Betzim is also Fasi Achadoshim. It comes Zogin Magen Avram. Yeah, we know the Be'er Sheva argues Zogin Magen Avram. It's not Mochach at all. What everything he says, it's not Mochach at all. What everything he says, and Avada and Magen Avram takes on a Dina that it's Beseda. It's la'alocha, it's no problem, it's not a problem of Erva. And Prima Godim also brings down this Magen Avraham, and he's masking him, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down this Prima Godim. And the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, because of Prima Godim, now this is also a crucial Nakoda. The Medina is Shiyotz and Anoshim Epe Anachis Megula, Yeshlem Nismecha Shulchan Aruch. That in the Mokim, where the Minig is, yeah, to wear these shaitels, then Avadi Kim Yisrael Shulchan Aruch. Then he ends off. Because of it, Shom, the main minig amokim sheil chanosh mepein orchis. Before that, I did if a machmirim b'zem shomaras einayin shom. If it's not the minig, if the minig is not to wear them, if loshim don't wear them, then they shouldn't. But so we have an amokim of Ram primigodim that says that if the derech is to wear peir nachris, to wear these peir nachris, then there's no problem whatsoever. So that's it. Comes out on the yavetz. The yavetz says you bring a rai from the Ramah that you're allowed to wear a peir nachris because he says he can say Krishma. He says, think about it properly. The Ramah doesn't mean that there's no problem of wearing a peir nachris in a shus harabim. He doesn't mean that. Avada is still pritzas. Avada it's a prutz, it's a derech prutza to do that. But the Ramah means that there's no erva. There's no erva because the Chazal say there's din sabish erva. Like a sar is just as much as a normal erva, as erva of a guf, of a zot chazal, sar is included. Says the Ramah, but if there's a peir nachris, that's not called sar b'sheva. Therefore, you can say kriyas shema before now. It's not you're not saying dvarim shebekdusha in front of erva. But to say that ad kedei kach, that it's not even called prius rosh. It's not even called bechal the issa, which the Mon Ksuva says that we're noig to say that it's not. There's no issa bechal to wear this in a shusar rabim. You don't see this anywhere from the Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah's domain in a shusar yachid in front of Baalah. Only Baalah, he says. It's only in front of Baalo. Because mitzad Ereva is no problem. Mitzad Pritz is still a... Or you could say, I think it also means mitzad Hiro, there's no problem. No, it's not. It's mitzad Ereva. Because you know not to say the Vamshun in front of Ereva, there's no Ereva. But it'll still be, there'll still be the other element of Issa. Now, Be'etzim, if you look in the Prim Golem brings a raya from the Gemara in Ksuva, says Beseda, and again the Madcha is no raya. Kaponim, now if you look in the Dogma Ravava, I just wrote down those words. He says Inkan Mishum Sar Rosha Ereva, V'lo Mishum Prius Rosh. Dogma Ravava points out very clearly, not to make a mistake that I mean to say that there's no, it's not called Sabish, it's not called Ereva. No, I mean it's Gans and Mutter. There's no Prius Rosh either. There's no din. The Masin Ksuvas that even it's das Moshe. She has to make sure to cover her. But even in a Chotzer, she's allowed to wear some sort of head covering, which is not a proper covering here. It's not a proper covering, but there's a din in Prius Rosh. We learn there's a din in Prius Rosh. Either there is or there's a Tesefis, there's a Bono, whatever it is. It's another sugya. It's like the Dogma Vava, but this will not include the Peonachris. Even a Gaba, that. Now, what it seems is, there's a few poiskim who say it's Mutter. They bring Rias from Gemaras. And then you got a Pekel Rishonim, it's quite a lot, poiskim, who matche all of the Rias. Like I spoke out a few. None of them are coming to be matzdik and to take away all those dichuyim. All those dichuyim to say, of all those rayas from the Gemara and Shabbos and there's a few other Gemaras, all those dichuyim, no one comes to back up the Dogma Ravava. No one, if you look at the old matchol, all the rayas, like the Be'er Sheva and other, no one comes to back him up. No one comes. Now what's Pratnis? So where does it come from? Where does it come from? Maybe like this heta. In other words, if you're looking from mitzad the Gemara, mitzad the Kepshutai, it seems that we don't see anywhere in the Gemara lahata even b'shus harabim. So where does it come from? So Be'etzem, this is now chori. I don't know about this. It's a suggestion that pshat zoi. Be'etzem, why should it be osa to wear peir nochris? Why should it bechal be issa to wear shaitel peir nochris? Why is there issa bechal? It's toch mechusa. Her hair is mechusa. What's the nefkim in her? How she covers her hair? If she covers her hair with straw, with hair, with cloth, be'etzem is mechusa. What's novos? But novos, it's true in chama taka novos is as well. So is this issa of covering the hair, it's mishum pritzusa, because it looks like she's a prutza. She's going out, she's trying to attract attention, or whatever the nekuda, why there's pritzusa. It's mishum pritzusa, meida, she has to cover hair. Now, if she wears a shaitel, there's still be an element of pritzusa. Yeah, that's what the poskim say. That's how there must be. Why there should be a mokum lachmen? That's why. Hey, you can make it in a chotzer, only for nebal, only for krishma. Because the yesoid is not just to make sure the hair is covered. The yesoid is in order to take away the pretzes, the attraction. Yeah, that's how they must. So now pshat zoi. Kol zman no one wears peir nochris. If no one wears a peir nochris, so nechametake. If there's isha who she decides I want to go and wear a shaitel. Because of kacha, I just want to go wear shaitel. So it's pritzusa. No one is a penorchus. Why do you want to wear shaitel? You want to be going more different, more attraction than a normal ishanasua. But if the minig is to wear penorchus, if that's the minig to wear penorchus, don't ask me how the minig came. But that's the minig. The minig is that noshim nasuis still wear penorchus. So Mila, now that this isha wants to wear penorchus like them, why is it mishum pritzusa?
Who says that is right?
What? She might not be right. She might not be right. But now that everyone knows that the no. The avle is the avle is. Yeah. No, but since the yeah. No. Because here, let me explain to you. The issa pritzusa is that she's doing something different, which is goyrim that you look at her. Now, if everybody does it, so you're normal, and you know she's in a sewer. Of course, she's, just because she's got hair doesn't mean she's not right. There's no. She's not being ma'ura that she's still a b'sula maybe, or she's more. Yeah, nekud of erva. Semela, ma'ashenkin, and that's like a prima godim. The hat is only because the minig is to wear them. The minig is so b'makim shenagu to wear them, and a chabatak. And prima godim doesn't even allow it. Doesn't even b'shat nefesh. He doesn't just say it's absolutely fine. He says that Medina Shayotzim Anoshim Pay Norchis Megula Yeshlim Nisbech HaShulchan Aruch. Yeah, I would say that. There's no, you can't say there's an Issa. And even the dog of Revova, the first one, the Shilta Geborim, sorry, the first one who wants to be Matzia, that's Muta, he's not coming to still go and say, you're allowed to do it. He says, Mikan, you see that those which do it, you can see a Makur in Chazal for it. He doesn't say you're allowed to. Why? Because to start off to do it, So this is also, I'll tell you now, the Divrei Chaim writes as follows. Divrei Chaim said, this is Lashon. To say shebenekalei ha'am, the pchusei erech, the low class people of Klal Yisrael, who you know gus lotzis bepei nachrus, v'shub nishtar v'vaminig lahakel roish bezei alidei pikosim mechalila v'chas l'nekein. Zok the pshat zazoy, and I think that's a good for what he means. That the minig became that there were attack of those. Maybe we can even call them pruses, those who started it. Attack who were noig lahakel. It could even be might not even be a issegomo, because if the derech is not to cover the hair bechlal, even without paying nachris, then it could also be it's not dafka medina asa. So they decide to wear paying nachris. Maybe taka is a muta asa. I don't know. Let's just say it's asa. Zog the divrei chaim. But to go and copy them, no one gives you rest. Well, we should copy. So pshat zazoy. That's the divrei chaim. That's how he looks at it, right? To go abba mitzad sheni, and Achaim attack, they're wrong. They're wrong. That's not an akuda. But now that the oilim do it, so there's no pretzas involved behind it. Yeah, it's a dakas and akuda.
What? They're still doing wrong.
Not anymore. Now not. Maybe then at the time 5, 10 when they start there. Rafalk, I'm going to finish just off with that quickly. Rafalk is one of the matirim, rather he's going with the matirim, but he goes on and on to say that the modern shaitlach, this is the modern shaitlach, the ones that they're trying to make it more and more and more and more look real, as if it's her real hair. It's mamash and avla. So now it could be a zoy. He means to say like this: to go and be meyatzer sat shaitlach. They're the ones. They're taka doing avlas. But once they're in the market and there's noshim, whoever mitzad amaratzas, whoever mitzad, because they can't, it's hard for them. So and they're doing it, and for every reason, they don't have control to stop them doing it. So now that you also want to have it, I don't know. I won't say dafka. It's a mokam lachmei and ganzen, because now became the derech, like the prima godim, like b'shas chazal as well. Why were they doing it? Taka to look good. That's what they did it for. Zolzayin, Taka, it's not good people. But it became now.